What is the state of small business today in the U.S.? For the answer to that question and more, I talked to Jeff Hoffman, the Managing Director of Small Business Lending at Chase, in this edition of the Journal of Accountancy podcast. I'm Neil Amato, a senior editor with the J of A, and this episode was recorded at AICPA Engage in June. Chase is a corporate partner of the Journal of Accountancy. Here's the episode with Jeff Hoffman. Jeff, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks so much, Neil. It's great to be here.
What is the state of small business today? What are the bright spots? What are the pain points?
Yeah, I mean, what we see with small business owners that we deal with on a day-to-day basis is, I mean, they're really in growth mode. They're super optimistic about the growth opportunities, specifically domestically here in the United States. When we think about, you know, their optimism, they are a little cautious on two fronts. One is their ability to continue to hire and retain the best employees to help grow their businesses. And then secondly, with all the tariff things that are going on internationally, they are concerned about kind of the international commerce playing in the coming quarters. But overall, they're extremely optimistic.
It's interesting you mentioned hiring. I'm actually going to get to a pain point of CPA decision makers in our own survey in a little bit, but hiring is one of those things.
Oh, interesting.
Several data points recently show that small business lending is on the rise. Why is that?
Yeah, absolutely. Again, I think it comes first back to the optimism of small business owners. They're really looking to reinvest in their business. When we look at some of the data, it's definitely growing for sure. And I would say it's kind of, we would attribute it to two things. One is businesses are going out and growing and really looking to find working capital. And then secondly, I think all the banks, big, small startups, are doing a better job of developing products and taking those products digitally as well and creating better experiences for small business owners to create a better onboarding experience for them to actually get the working capital that they need for their business.
I mentioned the hiring concern. It is a concern. In our quarterly survey, it's been the top concern: access, availability of skilled talent. 2 years in a row, so 8 quarters in a row. One thing that's not a concern is access to capital. What do you make of that, and how should that affect business planning?
Yeah, so I mean, I think a lot of it speaks to the economy and the health of the economy, that small business owners aren't feeling that working capital is a challenge for them to go out and get. I think some of the stuff that we see is definitely the less tenured the business, the more challenging it is for them to actually get working capital. But I think it's really a sign, obviously, with low rates in the business that we've got today in the economy. The oxygen of the economy is low interest rates, and I think business owners are feeling good about being able to go out and borrow and have the access, especially with a lot of these smaller entrants and digital entrants coming into the marketplace that are really playing on more of the small end of the market, which is kind of the small dollar credit space.
On the talent front, is it harder for small businesses to compete against large businesses, or are they finding their niches to draw in the talent?
I mean, over the years, it's been like the number one pain point. So I would say it continues to be a challenge for small business owners to really go out and find the best pipeline to be able to go compete with the bigger banks or bigger institutions. I think that's still something that we're really working to try to figure out ways to help small business owners really find that pipeline to help them take their business to the next level and seize business opportunities.
Your career brings together how business intersects with technology. On that topic, small businesses have and continue to be disrupted. Where would you say we are on that disruption curve as it relates to them?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. We actually do a Chase for Business survey of small businesses as well as mid-sized businesses, and we actually ask this question. And upwards of like 45% of the small business owners do fear that they will be disintermediated or disrupted. I think the good news of that is that of that population, 75% of them say they're actually taking action in order to try to create some barriers to entry and to really prohibit the disintermediation. So they're aware of it. They're taking action on it, but it is definitely something that's out there. But I would say we're very much in the infancy stages and still, like, there's a huge opportunity to still be disrupted in the future.
When I think of small business, I have an image that pops into my head. You know, it's that person who decides, I really like X and I want to open a business around that.
Absolutely.
A coffee shop, yoga studio. I mean, is that still happening, or is there kind of a new type of small business that maybe we're not seeing that's more virtual, tech-based somehow?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, it's one of the things, the reasons that I love working with small business owners, they're super innovative and they're creative. So we're still seeing them pop up in all different types of industries. One thing that's kind of interesting, though, is skilled trades, as an example. Over the next 10 years in the skilled trades space, we expect that 40% of those business owners are actually going to be retiring. So there's a huge opportunity in the coming years for folks that are skilled with those types of talents to go and start their businesses. And generally, that's an industry where we do see a lot of small business startups in the skilled trade space. So that will be kind of an interesting one to watch. And then we're definitely seeing lots in the tech space. So whether it's software, hardware, lots of opportunity for growth there, as well as virtual reality in the tech space is becoming more and more prevalent. So we're definitely seeing it pop up really across the board and across a bunch of different industries.
On the disruption front, is there also still the ability of small business to use technology to actually get ahead as opposed to fall behind?
Oh, yeah, it's a great question. I would tell you absolutely. I think that's one of the biggest advantages for small businesses is they're more nimble than these really large institutions. So to me, that's one of their biggest advantages is they can move quickly. They can test, pivot, and adjust their business model on the fly and fail fast. A lot of these larger businesses, you know, whether it's compliance reasons or other reasons, they can't take the same risk that a small business can.
What lessons did lenders learn from 2008, 2009 era that can be applied to lending today?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. We actually at Chase did a memo on this, and I would boil it down to a couple things just on the lending front. Obviously, you know, more stringent underwriting processes when we're underwriting a small business on both underwriting the business and the individual. So I think there's been a lot of industry improvements across those lines. Obviously, access to capital and liquidity obviously is a proof point that's critical. And then just obviously with all the regulatory changes, I do think that there's better guardrails in place that will help us avoid a downturn like we had in 2008, 2009. But we definitely took away a lot of learnings, and our business is better for it today.
You used the word oxygen earlier about, I guess, low interest rates.
Yeah.
So what's your read on interest rates, where they are now, obviously seems low, and where they're headed?
If I knew where interest rates were going, I'd be retired. I wouldn't be here today. Again, you know, the rates have been super low for a long period of time. Over the last, you know, 12 to 18 months, they've been on the rise a little bit, but they're still historically they're still very low when you compare them. So still very, it's great from a sense of small business formation, hiring, you know, helping the stock market and bolster the stock market. So we really feel good about kind of where we're going. I hate to look out and try to predict where rates are going to go in the coming quarters, though. I just don't spend a lot of time thinking about that.
Jeff, thanks very much.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
This podcast is designed to provide illustrative information with respect to the subject matter covered and does not represent an official opinion or position of the AICPA or AICPA.org. It is provided with the understanding that the AICPA and AICPA.org are not engaged in offering legal, accounting, or other professional service. If such advice or expert assistance is required, the services of a competent professional person should be sought. The AICPA and AICPA.org make no representations, warranties, or guarantees as to, and assume no responsibility for, the content or application of the material contained herein, and especially disclaim all liability for any damages arising out of the use of, reference to, or reliance on such material.